I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket, talking about Jeffrey Okuda, who did come up in conversation yesterday, DK Metcalf. We'll play what he said about him in a moment, but... You know, I mean, people have been, things have been said here about Jeffrey Okuda, and we're just wondering, are there any reforming or Okuda bashers that are willing to consider that he might not be a bust? Well, I'm trying to word this in a non-threatening, because it's too early to say that he's arrived. It's way too early.
Well, because this is the first time he's been healthy.
But it's been a pleasant start to the season.
Yep, and it doesn't let up. He's got, you know, DK Metcalf and Lockett to deal with, so it's not letting up.
Yeah,
maybe next week you get a little bit of a let up, but this week it's tough as hell.
248-539-9797, Colin in Allen Park. Hi, Colin. Colin, are you there?
Colin. Yep, I'm here.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right, so at the beginning of the year, I told my dad that Okuda was not going to live up to his draft pick, and I am starting to feel differently now. So much so that in my fantasy league, I am not starting DK Metcalf this week.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that means something, right?
Yeah.
Jefferson got shut down, and I think he's arguably the best wide receiver in the league, and he did nothing against Okuda. I truthfully think that DK Metcalf is not going to have a good game, especially with Geno Smith throwing on the ball.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, DK Metcalf's production is down quite a bit, and, you know, he's not – it doesn't help with who the quarterback is. My God, do you know how many yards he has receiving through three games?
150.
135. And that just, you know, the big play guy that he appeared to be, but – this year, not so much. And look, we know why.
Is there a drop-off?
Yeah, it's Geno Smith, not Russell Wilson. But let's go to Leonard in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Leonard?
Doug, what's going on? How you feeling today, brother?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Gator, Kang, what's going on?
Hey, man.
I had reservations for him. Look, I'm going to be honest. First of all, he was from Ohio State. Second of all, he was took it early. I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth.
It's fine. No, that's okay. I love the honesty.
He was taken early. So now I had to give him the COVID year because, well, first of all, I had to give him that he was picked up by Patricia. That really, but anyway. COVID year, I had to give him that because he wasn't practicing with no one. You was basically doing it on your own. And then that second year, he was injured. With that being said, he's been playing pretty decent, more solid than I expected. Actually, he's been playing pretty well. And I do agree with you, Doug. Maybe 2 years probably will let me know that he's the shutdown corner that was supposed to be in draft.
Yeah, I think it takes 2 years of being healthy. And maybe that's an unrealistic thing to ask for in this NFL. Is that an unrealistic thing to ask for? 2 straight years of being healthy? Probably.
It's that position group, though. And those guys don't typically play 17 games in a schedule or 16 games in a schedule in the past. It's hard to stay healthy for a year, let alone stay healthy for 2 straight years. But if you do, that's a huge sample size to show everybody what you can do.
248-539-9797. Keith is in Detroit, and he's on 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Keith.
And I'm glad you just ended that last thing, because it kind of answered the question that I want to ask, kind of. I be saying to myself, what's the measuring tool y'all use to try to consider if somebody a bust or not? And you ask unrealistic questions when it comes to guys like Okuda, saying that he got to play for 2 years straight in order to be accepted by this fan base, which is totally unrealistic. But it's amazing to me that it's like these unrealistic expectations is placed upon an Okuda-type player drafted that high. But if, like, Josh Allen or Herbert or even Stafford that used to be here, they only need 2 or 3 games to be accepted by a fan base. So why is it all of these jumping through the hoops that players like Okuda has to go through?
But, well, hold on, Keith. I do want to say I don't think Matt Stafford was universally accepted by this fan base.
Oh yeah, he was. But go ahead.
No, he wasn't.
Well, that's why we have an embargo.
He was accepted so much so that when he went to the Rams, y'all still accepted him and called yourself the Detroit Rams.
We didn't do that. You're making an accusation of something that we never did. But I will tell you, Keith, for the last 2 to 3 years of his career, this radio station could have gone Stafford 248, and we would have lit up the phone lines because he was polarizing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I agree with that. But again, I ask, with Okuda being the type of player that he was at Ohio State, being drafted that high, and then considering the fact, like what the last caller just said, you had a COVID year, and then you had a year where injuries takes anybody out. So why is it that
Here's why. Because some people
it takes 2 years
because of where he was drafted, and people didn't want him drafted that high. So that sets the bar. Yeah, the guys that were drafted
that high. He was already
high,
polarizing because he was a corner that was drafted third overall, and corners just don't go third.
Yeah, you have
so
to be
already
Deion
he's
Sanders.
Gonna be great.
You have to be Deion Sanders but to live up to that draft. But
Deion,
that was.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, Deion Sanders went that high. But yeah, then,
yeah but that's the exception.
What if Sauce Gardner just get drafted at?
He was drafted highly, top 10 anyway, but I'm. Yep. So I'm sure his fan base has
very high expectations.
They've got high expectations too, I'm sure.
I mean, the big thing with Okuda. Now, because I think I've said all along, not all along, I've really started on this last year, victim of bad coaching and injuries. The bad coaching's gone. And all offseason I said, this staff is a defensive back-friendly staff with his skill set, watching what they did with A.J. Parker or Jerry Jacobs, these undrafted free agents. I think Jeffrey Okuda could thrive under this staff. It's off to a decent start. But based upon 2 years of getting hurt, yeah, I want to see him string together a lot of games healthy. Guys are going to get banged up. I think, 34 straight, 2 straight years is perhaps unrealistic in today's NFL. But no extended timeout so he can shake the injury bug. All right, so DK Metcalf yesterday was asked about Jeffrey Okuda locking people up so far this year. And here is DK Metcalf talking to the media. Okay.
Shots fired.
I mean, I don't think DK Metcalf said anything that's not true. But I think there is no upside to him saying what he said. There is no upside for undermining a premise that the player you're about to play might be really good. First of all, you can make yourself look great. Army's a spectacular football team. Like Lou Holtz used to do by talking up every single opponent and how great they were. Mm-hmm. And then when they won the game, I can't believe we beat that great team. We must be pretty good. Oh, come on. That's a terrible Holtz. But build up your opponent for your own sake. But secondly, even if it's true, I mean, basically he's saying, well, he's not that good.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And I don't think this stuff really flies or motivates as much in the NFL as it does in the collegiate level. But there's no way in hell that quote doesn't end up in Jeffrey Okuda's locker.
I mean, I think it'll motivate. I think it definitely serves as motivation. When your name gets called out,
yeah,
it's one thing to call out the defense. Oh, I don't think the secondary is all that good. But he specifically said about Okuda. So,
but he was asked specifically about
Okuda. Well, sure, but he doesn't. But to Doug's point, you can dodge it all you want. But he didn't. He's like, psh, whatever, you know, safety help. He's good, but I mean, he's not locked down.
So according to Kyle Meinke of MLive, Aaron Glenn has responded when they asked him about this. Aaron Glenn, his response is, well, that's defense.
Yeah. Which is exactly right. Yeah.
And it's true. Of course.
Wait a minute. All for the last few years when DK Metcalf was lighting it up with all these highlight reel catches and stuff with, I mean, they didn't have? Well, it was only when they didn't have the safety coming over?
No, they played against teams that didn't have safeties.
Yeah.
So that's how he got all those yards. That's the purpose of a safety.
Yeah.
It's called defense.
Yeah. What a great response.
It is a great response.
I mean, am I wrong? Was that not wise of DK Metcalf? Is there any upside to him, quote, telling the truth there?
He may not be all that happy in his situation right now.
Yeah, he might not be. That's fair. But what does that have to do with him undermining?
He shouldn't say any of this.
No.
No. Just, you're right. Pull a Lou Holtz. What do you think about Jeff Okuda? I think he's great. I think he's playing at an extraordinarily high level. It's a real challenge for me, and I just hope I get the better of him. Instead, nope. Chicago. That's basically what he said, right?
Yep.
This guy.
He blew him off.
He totally blew it off.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.